In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the fifth Sunday of the Holy 50 days. How many Sundays we have in the 50 days? Seven, probably. Seven Sundays we have in the Holy 50 days. We have a journey. It was in the Holy Lent, and we have a journey also in the Holy 50 days. In the Holy 50 days, when we go in the Holy Lent, we go the repentance journey. Now we go with the positive life of the of this journey on the Holy 50 days. We're going to talk about this journey in the sermon after the liturgy. But now we want to know what just we go through with. The first Sunday of the Holy 50 days, it was the Feast Sunday, Thomas Sunday. Second Sunday, if you just follow up with all the Sundays, actually most of all the 50 days, the gospel we read, it's from Saint John. The church maybe won't mention that is John because he is the divinity, or he is talking about the divinity in his gospel. He flying with us, or make us fly in the heaven, or in the divinity of the Lord Jesus Christ. The first Sunday, it was the first Sunday, talk about Thomas Sunday, when he was unbelief, and the Lord Jesus Christ appeared to him to be a believer. Second Sunday, if you remember, that is the Lord Jesus Christ is the bread of life. Third Sunday, the journey talk about the Lord Jesus Christ is the fountain of the water of the life. It was the Samaritan woman, the reading about the Samaritan woman. The fourth Sunday, which is last Sunday, the Lord Jesus Christ is the light of the world. Today, we read about the Lord Jesus Christ is the way to the Father. He said, I am the way and the life and the truth. Next Sunday, we're going to read about that is the Lord Jesus Christ is the victorious of the world. By him I can victory over my desires, over everything in my life. And the last Sunday is a Pentecostal, or he gave us his Holy Spirit to live with it in this life. Today, as you heard, all of us heard in the Holy Gospel, when it's reading, it talk about that the Lord Jesus Christ is the way and the truth and the life. He said, I am the way and the truth and the life. He did not say, I am guiding you to the way, but he said, I am the way. This is the first point. We have 3 points, we're going to talk about it. He is the way. Second, how he makes the way. Third, how he deal with each one according to his personality. First point, we're going to talk about it. That is the Lord Jesus Christ, he is the way. He didn't say, I am the guide, I'm not guiding you to the way, but I am the way. I am the way to the Father. I am the way to the truth. I am the way to the life. I give you my body, I give you my blood to be inside you. This is the most powerful unit with him. I get his body with and his blood to be steady in him, and he is going to be steady in me. This is a positive? Yes, it's a positive. Because with him, I can go to A, I can go to him. Second point, how he make this way? As all of us know, that is Adam has sinned. And when he sent, he get out of the paradise. And there is no way, and by all means, Adam cannot go to the paradise by his own effort. Even by the law of Moses, yes, by the law of Moses, he cannot go even to the paradise. But the Lord Jesus Christ, from all his compassion, from all his love, he incarnate and took the flesh and be a man. He is incarnated God. He is incarnated a God. So out of his love, out of his compassion, he became a man. He suffered, he lived as a man, he lived all the stages of life. He did. He go all through what we have without any sin, without any sin. As St. Paul said, he was suffered and be in all the suffering we have to be helper for us. We are suffering in this world. If you go through any sin, through any suffering, through any hard time, through any hardship time, just go to him and tell him, as you suffer, I am suffer. As you help the suffering, please help me and give me help. And I am sure he will help you. With all your heart, you need to go to him. Because I cannot be God, he became man. Because I cannot be God, he became man. So through his incarnation, he became the way to the Father. He became the way to the Father. This is the second point. The third point we want to talk about it. How he deal with each one. As he said today, in the house of my Father, there are many places, there are many mentions, there are many mentions. I need you to know that there is no one place you need to go, but there are many places. Sometimes he deal with us when we are in the hardship. Sometimes one of us is very sensitive. He deal with that sensitive people. Some of us, he's very hard to deal with. He's dealing with him. Everyone according to his personality, the Lord Jesus Christ try to deal with him according to the personality. One is greedy, the Lord Jesus Christ try to make him exercise to be out of his greediness. One is so hard with dealing with the people, the Lord Jesus Christ try to make him so sensitive. The Lord Jesus Christ deal with us according to our personality. He create us according to his image in freedom and also in free will. So he leave us according to our free will, but as a good father and the compassion, as a lover of mankind, he need all of us to be saved. So he would deal with us as you have kids, and these kids, one of them is so hard and one of them is so kind, but you are, as a good father or you are as a good mother, try to deal with each one of your kids according to his personality. You are not gonna say one day, this is not my daughter, this is not my son. In all ways, he is your daughter, she is your daughter, and he is your son. By all means, you're gonna suffer for him, and you're gonna sacrifice even yourself for your daughter or for your son. What about you are a human being? What about God? He's a lover and a lover of mankind, and he's full of compassion and full of kind, and he create this emotion inside us as a fathers and as a parents, as a father and mother and mother as a parents. What about he's creating that in us? He's not dealing with us according to his compassion. Yes, he deal with us. He give us all the chances, but as he is full of mercy, as he is full of compassion, he's also full of righteousness. He's full of justice. He gave us all compassion. If you find your son and or your daughter just get away from you and give you hard time all his life according to his die or she is die, what you gonna do for him? Nothing. Also the Lord give us this life to just be repentant and to be in a positive life with him. He give us all the chances to be with him, and in the eternal life we're gonna be one unit with him. So try as an exercise to read the whole Gospel of John before the end of this holy 50 days for your benefit of your life. And today the reading, it was from John 14. I wish every one of us can go home and read John 14 to get the benefit of the way of the life of the truth, the Lord Jesus Christ. So we talked about that is the Lord Jesus Christ, he is the way. With him, I can go to him, and without him, I cannot reach him. Second, we talk that is the Lord Jesus Christ made the way by his incarnation and suffering, and by his crucifixion, by his resurrection. The third, the Lord Jesus Christ deal with us according to each person, according to our personality of each one of us. Glory be to God forever and ever.